Wham did a Christmas song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
You gave it away.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special,
special.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Emran's Podcast, the podcast with a mission to make sure that Archer has something to listen to. This is episode 133 for Friday, December 12th, 2008. On today's episode, New Zealand's Prime Minister is not hot. Not straight? Don't drive in Auckland. But first, the most important subject, me. Well, it is my podcast, after all. I should be the most important subject. As you may know, if you listen to Archer's group show, I had a broken tooth and had to go to the dentist yesterday. As it happens, when I got there, I found out that there was another broken tooth right next to it, so they fixed two at once. And I have yet another one on the other side of my mouth. And I'm going back a week from Monday for a full cleaning, which, let's just say, has been somewhat delayed, and to get the other tooth fixed. But the dentist told me that they're pretty much nearing the end of what they can do for these here teeth, and that it's time to start looking at crowns. A crown costs $1,400 each for the whole thing, and I'm just going to pull up my little currency widget and tell you how much that is. But it's certainly something I wasn't prepared to hear. I don't know anything about crowns, to be honest. I've certainly never had to have one done, and don't know anybody who has, although I've known of people. I suspect that I have inherited bad teeth from my dad. My dad had really bad teeth, and I always just thought it was from poor dental hygiene. Oh, I shouldn't say things like that, but it's true. I did. I thought he just didn't look after his teeth. And but maybe it was all hereditary. My mother had pretty decent teeth, really pretty much throughout her life, but not me. $1,400 New Zealand dollars is today $772.94 US. So there you go. I don't know how many teeth are there that have to be crowned, but she said they would keep fracturing and shattering, I think was the word she used, which is a very evocative image. Sounds painful, but I'll find out more when I go to see her a week from Monday. But because of all this tooth stuff, I was thinking about calling today's episode Watch Your Teeth, but then I thought that some people might take that the wrong way, or that this podcast had suddenly taken an entirely different direction, which is not the case. But it is one of those things that, you know, most people probably can fare better if they, you know, look after the teeth, do all the things they tell you to do. Watch between meal sweets and blah, 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 brush and floss and blah, 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 blah. But I think for some of us, even that's not enough, that heredity enters into it. Now, as it happens, I think that dentistry is very expensive in New Zealand. As far as I know, there's no such thing as dental insurance in New Zealand. It's not covered by the National Health Scheme yet. If Labour had won the last election, it's entirely possible that there might have at least been some compensation or whatever. But the two words that I have never seen in an employment ad anywhere in New Zealand are dental plan. As far as I know, it doesn't even exist as an employee benefit, let alone as private health insurance. Except for, you know, severe reconstruction stuff, although that would probably be covered by ACC. I don't know. Anyway, it's very expensive, and that's one of the reasons why I tend to put it off. Probably more than I should, but I think I'm actually not all that alone in that regard. I think a lot of people put off going to the dentist if they can, but anyway, it's one of the things I've got to deal with. My whole body's breaking down. I swear that once I turned 40, everything started falling apart. I didn't get gout until I was, I think, 41 or thereabouts, and then the teeth start going, and then, of course, I did have, my eyes were bad before, well before, and they're actually better now that I've had the LASIK. And I don't know, it seems like everything's going hell in a handbasket. And I wish that my parents had lived a little bit longer so that they could have told me some of the things to expect as I got older. But unfortunately, I'm sort of winging it and getting lots of surprises. Well, my work projects are now completed for the year. I've done the last little bits since I last recorded. And I'm all done now for the rest of the year. Actually, I don't have anything major scheduled until March of next year. Well, end of February, early March next year, 2009. So I have very little that I need to do over the next few weeks. Now, Nigel will be off some of that time, about 3 weeks. And some of that time as well, I'm going to be doing projects around the house, finishing things up that I just haven't been able to get to, and also hopefully doing some stuff for myself as well. But we'll see how that goes. But because I had a lot on the last 2 weeks that I was working on these projects, I was absolutely exhausted come Monday. I just didn't really feel like doing much of anything. And quite frankly, the rest of the week wasn't much better. Yesterday, I was feeling really sorry for myself because of the tooth. It broke Wednesday night, and I was sitting around yesterday, and the tooth had broken underneath one of the old amalgam fillings, and it was sort of stuck there, and if it was like cutting into my tongue. I could feel it if I talked, so I tried not to talk too much. And so I was feeling pretty sorry for myself, and got that removed, obviously. And the dentist I go to, by the way, doesn't use amalgam fillings. They claim that they've been used for 160 years, which I find a bit rich. I find that hard to believe. But even though the scientific community swears that they're safe, I don't think so, and most people don't, which is why this dentistry doesn't use amalgam fillings. But anyway, so that's what I've been up to lately. Not a whole lot, as as you could gather. Just sort of recovering from a very intense 2 weeks, and obviously getting back into providing Archer with some listening material here on the podcast. And I, of course, as you also know, recorded with Mark from Slap Upside Slap Upside the Head earlier this week. And we actually recorded in the morning, but I had GarageBand problems and didn't get it actually posted until quite late at night. And just in case any podcasters are listening who use GarageBand and have run into this problem, I'll just share with you what happened. I was adding and deleting tracks and trying different things, and all of a sudden I couldn't hear anything anymore. Nothing. And this has happened to me before, and I ended up starting from scratch and re-recording and all that sort of thing. Well, that really wasn't an odd something I could do this time. And I looked on the Apple forums to see the GarageBand forums to see if there was anything. Somebody had posted something asking, but it was never answered. I'm thinking, oh great, this is just going to go. I'm not going to be able to figure out what to do. Well, then on a whim, because somebody had asked if ducking was turned on and it wasn't, I turned it on and turned it back off again, and it was back to normal. So, GarageBand users, if you're recording something and all of a sudden the sound disappears, try turning the ducking on and then off again, and that will probably fix it. I say probably because it did for me. It has twice now. It happened again today when I was starting out this episode, and it worked again. So, anyway, I tell you, I've been having a lot of trouble with GarageBand lately. I'm thinking about going back to Audacity, because as much trouble as that was, at least, well, I guess it was just it was different trouble. But anyway, now I'm going to go on to just a couple of stories in the news that made me smile. And the first is about New Zealand's Prime Minister, or sort of. And that's that a gay dating site in the UK asked its users to rate various world leaders for their hotness. I don't know if they were given specific ones or just asked to name them or what the story is. But New Zealand's new Prime Minister, John Key, didn't make the list at all. He got no votes. However, our former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, was the second most popular with the lesbians at 22%. The most popular is the Irish president, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Mary McAleese or something, who had 25%. Now, for us boys, the top-ranked world leader was President-elect Barack Obama, who had 52%. Next was Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero at 19%, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy at 12%. And I have to kind of wonder about these UK boys. But anyway, even the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown got 4%, and I don't know why anybody would have voted for him. He seems grim and melancholy all the time. But maybe things are very different in the UK. I don't know. But what's interesting to me is that none of the countries that that made that list persecute gay people. Well, arguably the US does, but the new president will change that. Some of those countries are more gay friendly than others, I suppose. Now, Auckland City Council has put messages, they've had them stenciled onto the streets literally in the street, in areas of the city with popular night spots. And the signs read, and I'm quoting, "Not straight, don't drive." And underneath that in small letters it says, "Plan to get home safely." And then underneath that is a big Auckland City logo. And they're part of a larger anti-drink driving campaign that they run around the holidays because people are more inclined to drink and drive around this time of year. And in New Zealand, someone who's under the influence of either drugs or alcohol is sometimes said to be not straight. But, you know, it's kind of an old-fashioned word, I think, or phrase. And, you know, especially because the word straight has come to mean the opposite of gay, even here in New Zealand. So whoever came up with that slogan obviously never thought through the other, maybe more probable interpretations of the phrase, which kind of makes you wonder how culturally aware that person is. And personally, I'm kind of embarrassed for that, whoever that person was, because their work is now being ridiculed all over the internet, including here. But those are just a couple of items in the news that I saw. Now, before I go on to comments, I just have a couple of podcast-related things to mention, some business to take care of. First, just to let you know, next Tuesday's episode is going to be with Jason. It'll be our final political podcast of the year. Go, you know, sort of wrap things up for the year. Be back in January. Also, on the subject of iTunes. Now, I haven't mentioned iTunes reviews in donkey's years. I can't remember the last time I mentioned it. And the only reason I'm mentioning it now, really, is that I've gotten 3 new reviews over on my old feed. And no new ones on the new one. And the way you can tell the 2 feeds apart is the old one says it's by Arthur. The new one says Arthur the Amarins. And also, all of the podcasts listed under the old ones have a little P next to them. So, like, this one will be Amarins 133P, which tells you it's from Podomatic. And the new ones don't say it. It just says Amarins 133. Now, I haven't yet completely deleted the old feed. And part of the reason is because the old feed's show badge, or album art, whatever you call it, is on the featured page for the personal journals. And, well, I mean, I kind of like that. I'm not in any big hurry to kill that off, especially when the new one is still languishing down in the features section. So if y'all want to just take a moment to leave a quick 5-star review over on the new feed, I would greatly appreciate that, just to help it get up there a little bit, because I will eventually, I expect, drop the Podomatic feed altogether. I haven't done it yet, partly because there have been people who have still been downloading it, and from that site. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to turn away a potential listener. The best way to make sure you're subscribed to the new and correct feed is first of all to look at the file name that you're listening to, and if there's a little P next to the number, the episode number, that's the old feed. But the other thing you can do is to go to my site, amarinspodcast.com, go to the show notes for any episode, and click on that little button that says subscribe with iTunes, and that'll take you directly there, and then you can make sure you're subscribed to the correct feed. But now, let's go on to the comments. And the first one was from Archer, who said, "Sorry, I didn't mean to pressure you. It's always nice to hear an update. Love the clips you played." And I said, "Pressure? No. Content." And I've been milking it for everything it's worth. Next up was Anne, who said, "Oh, thanks, Arthur. It had sort of registered on me that Barack is the first Prezi younger than I am, but somehow I'd missed John Key." Anne had been in blissful denial until you ruined it all. And I said, "Glad to help. Misery loves company, you know." And I still haven't quite gotten over over having a president who's younger than me, but anyway. And next up was Roger Green, who said, "So what's your take on the is Obama a U.S. citizen thing that's gone all the way to the Supreme Court? Also, Christianity ain't that bad," and provides a link to a Newsweek article. And I said, "I've blogged a bit about that, but the short answer is that I think it's stupid, and that its real purpose is to set up the context of their upcoming crusade, because I think that they're going to spend the next 4 years trying to get Obama, just like they spent 4 years trying to get Clinton, and then he was reelected, and they spent the next 4 years trying to get him. And I think that's really all it's about. It's just about setting up the frame for their vendetta." And about the article, did I read this? I'd seen the article, and it's actually quite good. I don't remember if I read that. If I did, sorry. I'm not going to edit this one, Archer. And it's about gay marriage and about basically how not all Christians are necessarily opposed to gay marriage. And it's actually a pretty good article, and do check it out if you haven't already. And I haven't said this often enough, and certainly haven't said it lately, and that's that I am not anti-Christian by any stretch of the imagination. I used to be one, as you will remember. The issue for me are the right-wing Christians, or people who call themselves Christian, because in my view, they're not. I usually refer to them as Christianists, because that refers to politically active Christians. Now, they theoretically could be either left or right, so I usually use right-wing or far-right or extremist or something along those lines to modify Christianist. I don't call them just Christians, because there are plenty of good, decent, caring Christians in the world, real Christians, who would never dream of trying to oppress gay and lesbian people. Those people are not what I'm talking about when I'm condemning the activities of Christianists. It's specifically the right-wing nut jobs like James Dobson, like Mike Huckabee, like, oh God, who else? All of those people, all of those far right groups. They're clearly not promoting a Christian agenda. They're promoting a right-wing political agenda with Christian overtones, and there's a huge difference between the two. And I have nothing against people who have religion. I don't happen to share it, but I have nothing against them. I certainly am not going to try to force them to not have a religion just because I don't share it. All I ask in return is that they leave me alone too. And the fact of the matter is that most religious people, Christian, Jewish, Islamic, Hindu, whatever, are pretty much the same boat. The real enemy of freedom in the world is fundamentalism of any variety, whether it's Christian, Jewish, Islamic, Hindu, whatever, it doesn't matter. Fundamentalism stops a mind from thinking, and that is an enemy of freedom. And so when I'm attacking Christians, I always am attacking fundamentalist Christians, politically active fundamentalist Christians. Let's even narrow it even more, and that's why I use the word Christianist. So you're actually absolutely right, Roger. Not all Christian or not all of Christianity is bad either. So it never hurts to mention that. And speaking of which, to close out today's episode, I'm going to break one of my rules and play a non-PodSafe song. Because as you may have noticed, I don't play more than about 30 seconds or less of a commercial song, and then I just use it to illustrate whatever I'm talking about. Like today I used Wham's Last Christmas, because Big Fatty said, oh, who knew the Wham had a Christmas song? And that's all I ever use a commercial thing for, is it 30 seconds or less to illustrate what I'm talking about so that people know what I'm talking about and not, what's that? Well, today's end song is by a contemporary Christian music artist named Ray Bolts, who came out of the closet recently after some 33 years of heterosexual marriage. And quite frankly, I'd never heard of him until he came out. But apparently he was a pretty big deal in his industry. Well, at any rate, his first post-coming out single is called Don't Tell Me Who to Love. The song juxtaposes the fight to end the ban on interracial marriage with the struggle to win same-sex marriage. And I think it's really well done. Now, there's been a video that's been put together for it by Soul Force, which is a group that fights anti-gay religious bigotry. And they're pretty remarkable in their own right. And I'll put a link to the YouTube video in the show notes, along with a link to Ray Bolt's blog, where you can go to download your own free copy of the song. At any rate, I think this song deserves to be heard, and I hope you agree. But that's it for this week. Please leave a comment at amrinspodcast.com. Send an email to me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrinspodcast.com, or ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. That's it for this week, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. You was 1966, and they were wearing their wedding bands. Black and he was white, and some people didn't understand. The judge said that's not legal. The preacher called it a sin, but they couldn't stop them, 'cause he loved her and she loved him. Yeah.
tell me who to love. Don't tell me who to kiss. Don't tell me that there's something wrong. Because I feel like this. I know what's in my heart. And that should be enough. So don't tell me. Don't tell me no. Don't tell me who to love. Something wrong, 'cause I feel like this.